Okay. Share the screen. All righty. So, put this over here, out the way. There we go. All right. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about was, where is it at? So Apple had an event called WWDC, which is basically just it is a developers conference. So every year they have this conference, and it's mostly just about software. So you know how the system, how the products run. But they usually like drop like one or two products this year. So this is one of them, a new MacBook Air, and it's your standard laptop. Those are the two prices. This is the price of the last year's, and then this is the price of this year's. So, I was looking at possibly getting one. I'm not sure, but in the sense of purchasing a laptop, if we're just talking about a price, would either of these prices be sufficient for you if you had the money?
What do you mean?
As in, if you were looking to get a laptop and you saw these two prices for a laptop and
Okay.
you had $2,000 to $3,000,
Okay.
would either of these prices be sufficient?
Well, these are Macs, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, the prices, well, I guess the price is irrelevant. If you need the machine, you're gonna pay what you need to pay for the machine. I've never dealt with a Mac, but yeah, if it's something that I needed, I'd go get
Okay.
it. What about yourself?
For me, I've been doing some YouTube research because I have come to find that some of these are kind of irrelevant when it comes to what you're actually getting. So, like, say, all right now, mine is, oops. Right now, mine is okay. So I'll put this over here. So I have 8 gigs right now on mine, and it's 256 gigs of storage.
Okay.
So basically, I have this one.
Okay.
But again, this is for someone who's just looking to get into that ecosystem and purchase a Mac, and say I have a MacBook. After, just for homework, maybe do some Google Docs, stuff like that. But after watching the videos and actually breaking apart, the segments, if I was to get one, I would probably go this route. Only because it's more storage when it comes to backups, as in if you were like when you got your new phone and how you transfer everything over.
Yes.
So with the iPhones, they have the cloud, which you can hook up your phone to the laptop and then back up the soft that all your data to the cloud. So that way, if anything happens to your phone, you still have access to all your memory, your photos, your contacts, what have you. So,
Well, so the question would be, is this? Is the memory and having so this the old one has a three, go down a little bit, has a, I'm looking at the last line above the price, has a three, was it 30 watt, you is that 30 watt?
Yes, 30-watt, and then this is 35-watt.
Okay. So is more storage. Well, first of all, your core is a little bit, is that a bigger core, correct? Because eight and 10.
Yes, the 10 core is a bigger core, yes.
They have a bigger core. So that the core is the operating system, or not the operating system, it's the...
The core is it is basically what helps the computer run faster while you have multiple screens and windows open. So you can open them and close them fast, and then what you're doing in those, they don't slow down at all.
So that's basically a bigger engine.
Basically.
Okay. Keep it, us non-tech people. So bigger engine, and you have bigger port. So it's right. It's a bigger engine, the port system being a bit 30 watts bigger. And it's that one says, just says straight, this one says a dual. And the, what else is it? And the memory, is that worth $300 to you? That's the basic question.
For me, because of what I do, yes. One, the internal storage is definitely worth the extra three for the storage, being, you know, video editing and you know, important exporting docs, and especially like trying to have a backup of my phone on the laptop is definitely important, because it gives you like access to multiple things. And with this, I use this just downloading the new software for the laptop after I rebooted, and I didn't even have enough to back up my phone to the computer. I had to use the cloud.
So then where's the question?
So the only question is, because for me, because of what I do now, I would consider going the extra 300 only because of those two additives, the video production and the backing up the laptop. If I didn't back up my phone to the computer and I just used the cloud and I didn't do any video editing or, you know, I'm running multiple apps at once, if I'm just doing homework like Google Docs, or I'm just watching a YouTube video or some Netflix, I would need extra hand, because that it's extra storage I don't need. I'm not doing any energy hungry, power hungry, I'm not using any energy hungry or power hungry apps. Well, so I don't need the extra storage to store that information. But because what I'm doing now, yes, this will make sense. Well, the only thing that I would be against is the wattage, because this comes with a 30 watt adapter. Okay. Now I'm gonna show you something. So say I select this one for that. Okay. So you can go down and select how much memory you want. So again, 8, 16, 24, and then I click this so I can understand it. How much memory is right? So unified memory is not accessible, which basically means that remember how we went to base, and I was like, do you have the base model of the phone, or do you have the multiple storage units?
Sure.
So basically what this is saying is you're paying for the storage. So MacBook Air comes with a standard 8 gigs of memory, can be configured to 24. The more memory you choose, the more apps you can run simultaneously, and the better they will perform. So the more memory you choose, I can have Final Cut, which is a video editing software. I can have YouTube, I can have Netflix, I can have Hulu, I can have ESPN in the background, and they all run smoothly with the more memory add. But again, you adding more memory adds $200 more onto the total. So you're going from 14, that's 16, that's almost $2,000. Now, if I'm going down to storage gives you more space, like I said, documents, photos, music. And if I want to back up my phone to the laptop and I use the cloud, then I would have want more storage. And I've already used 256, so I'll go to 512. And again, like I said, you're going 1 terabyte. 2 terabytes. The only thing is, you can purchase, like this one I have right here, you can purchase external hard drive and use that. And this is 2 terabytes for $40 on Amazon. And they're charging $400 more for $2,000. And I paid $40 to get this on my $800 laptop on the base model. I don't even have 512. I have 256 with 8 gigs. So for me, because of what I do now and because of having it and experiencing and learning, I would have to go 16 and 512 and do that and then trade my laptop in.
That's a lot of moves.
It is. And that's one reason why I want to do the research, because I see this and I'm like, oh, new laptop. Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and max everything out. If I'm thinking logically, let me go ahead and max everything out because I'm going to have it for a while. It just came out, you know, brand new specs. I'm going to have it for 5-10 years. But
are you sure?
That's right. And what are you using the laptop for?
No, what I'm saying is this is the fact that if you are a person, okay, me, I keep stuff forever. If it works, it works.
Right.
But I understand that the new generation, the newest thing that comes out, I got to get it. So
right.
The next 2 years to come up with another one.
Well, and that's one of the things that he was talking about. He said, you know, when he was going through each, he said, if you're not somebody that's doing like video editing, you're not somebody that's backing up your phone to the computer, you're not somebody that is doing photo editing either. Like, you know, having a $500 to $700 camera that you're taking the files from the camera, putting them onto the laptop, and then editing from there, then you can honestly be good with 8 gigs in the 512 as the base model and be okay. But then you start thinking, okay, what am I using it for? So for me, yeah, I would probably go with the 16 because I already had 8 and go with the 512 and be good, trading my laptop and be totally fine. Because this one right here is 8 gigs with 256. And I blew through that just like you said, if I'm talking to a 5-year-old, I blew through that right there, the $1,600, because it was 8 for my MacBook Air. I blew through that by taking a item and just downloading the software so it could run, and then trying to take the software, put it on a laptop. So if I lost my phone, I would still have access to all my files.
Okay.
So that is... when he broke it down, that's how I looked at it. And I said, okay, that makes more sense. So when I ask you that question, it's you being somebody that is going to have an item for 3 to 5 years and knowing what I've broken down, would you say that you would go with just the base because you're just doing work? You're checking email. Maybe you write up a freaking page or two of, you know, some text or whatever, but you're not going to be streaming Netflix, streaming Hulu, streaming ESPN, you know, watching media on it. So in those situations, do you think you would go ahead with the base model, or do you think you'd use more storage because there'd be more like with your phone, more features now that you have access to rather than rather than those not being accessible?
Currently, what I have to do is that I have to look forward 5 to 5 years from now, 3 to 5 years from now. What will I be doing? And if I know that, so, you know, start up a YouTube channel. Okay, I'm gonna need to do all these things. So I'm gonna need that storage when I get to that point, right? So, If I'm thinking today, then no, I'd go with the base because that's where I am today. But if I'm thinking about today, I'm always thinking about the past. I'm thinking about the future. So it's like, okay, well, I am going to be doing YouTubing. I want to have my YouTube channel. I want to be able to make podcasts because I like the way of being able to give content to people. So if I'm going to get into that arena, I'm going to need to have the necessary resources to do that without having to every time something comes up, have to drop more money. So it's the point where get what you buy or purchase for the five year ahead person, and then use it as you need to. But I would hate to buy something and also be like, oh, guess what? And you say, hey, you can't do this, this, or this, and this is what's needed for what you want to do. Then I'm irritated. I got to go out and buy something different because I bought a Pinto when I should have bought a Ferrari. No, that's a really bad reference, wasn't it?
It works. So this is kind of the same thing where they released the MacBook Pro, but so they released this, which is the same laptop.
Okay.
They just put a new chip in there.
Oh, they can get chips now? That was a joke.
Yeah. So a lot of people are saying that, you know, they didn't change anything besides putting a new chip in and, you know, and they're reselling it. And I'm like, I mean.
Now, when you say new chip.
They released a new 2014 Ford Explorer. And all they did was put the 2015 Ford Explorer engine to 2014 and re-released it.
Okay. Is it an upgrade?
The engine, yes. The vehicle, no.
And what does the engine do that the old one does not do?
Maybe some more horsepower, a little bit of torque. Maybe gives you...
So... So there are people that are upset because they didn't change the exterior,
correct,
of the laptop. They changed the interior, the running the engine of it, not the outside,
correct.
And so was it more expensive because they put a better engine in it?
Let's see. So $1,299. I gotta see what the this is the M2, right? Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Because I'm trying to figure out. I guess the question that I'm having is this, is yes, so let's go to an old scenario, right?
Right.
You take an old car. Let's go with a 69 Chevelle, right? So that's a classic car, 69, a great vehicle, right?
Right.
Now you put a bigger engine in that.
Okay. So they added, I think, $200 more onto it. So it's looking like the old one was $1,149. And then, yeah, so the new one is $1,299 base model. And then just put a new chip.
So is that a bad thing?
It's a bad thing to the tech enthusiasts who wish the exterior of the laptop also changed, because I'm not sure if you can see that little black like drop down there. Yeah. So that's the new design of the laptops. So when you're getting this right here, is the new design, because again, they have the, let's see, where's it at? They have that notch. So they added a notch to the new laptops. So because they re-released this one, but didn't add the notch to the 13 inch, they just made them like the old laptops, which were this way. So the new laptops, all as you see down here, notches.
Okay.
So that was the disappointment, was they wanted this.
Can you pause this for a second?
Yes.
Hello? Hey. Sure. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, I can see people being upset that they didn't change the whole computer, but if they did that, that would jack the price up even more, correct?
Yes and no. There's a reason they came out with the MacBook Air, the new one, the one I just showed you, because they're trying to get everything again to the notch setup. So this is the new design along with the M2 chip.
Okay. So I have a question for you that's non-technology related.
Okay.
So, let's go this way. Let's go 6 months. What have you learned in the last 6 months?
I have learned that
That's a boring question for you.
I have learned that there are a lot of people who take the time to be interested in other people's lives that don't directly affect them.
Okay.
I have learned that a lot of people either don't budget or have a fear of income not coming in when they are choosing to not have a source of income for a time period.
Okay.
And I'll say the last thing would be I have learned that everyone grieves differently.
Okay. Well, to your first point, people, yeah, that's, you know, you said that people like to be in other people's lives that don't concern them.
Yes.
And why would you think that would be?
People want control and they want to feel
control.
Well, if you're going out and you buy you a condo,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me you bought this condo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depending on who I am, I'm going to have a certain response about this condo that you just bought, whether it's in person, whether it's on social media, whether it's to someone else, I'm going to have a response about it. Okay. Now, this condo that you purchased isn't stopping me from putting gas in my car, food on my table, clothes on my back. But for some interesting reason, I feel the need to respond about this condo that isn't doing anything for me negatively.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by I see a lot of people want control of you know, lives that have, that are not negatively impacting theirs at all.
So would you think that would be an ego type of thing?
I think it's boredom. I feel like you don't have anything else to do. So you conversing about something that has nothing to do with you gives you something to talk about.
So boredom. Okay, now we're done. Yeah, we're going to go deep here. So boredom. So I'm so worried about you. Now, if you were taking care of yourself, and I mean self-care, as in spiritual, mentally, if you're taking care of yourself, when do I have time to think about what you do?
It's taking care of yourself, but your life to you may not be as interesting. Just kind of like that kid in high school who always picked on Timmy because, you know, he or she needed attention. And that's all they need. They just need attention. So they brought around people that made them, you know, feel accepted and wanted and brought somebody else down. And then you come to realize that their home life was screwed up. And the only reason why they were doing that is because they wanted somebody else to feel the way they felt, but they didn't know how to communicate that. So you're bored. There's nothing else to do. Oh, what? I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to live out crazy to somebody else and talk about their stuff.
Okay. And the second point that you made was, financially.
Yes. I was told that because a choice that a certain friend decided to make, that there were worried and confused minds. And I was like, what do you mean? And they said, just because they choose not to work.
Okay.
They were on a hiatus, that people around them were concerned that they couldn't take care of their responsibilities. And I said, did they ask you if they had been taken care of? And they said, no. They just were told that I did not have a current source of income for a good couple months. And so they were worried. And I'm like, so because you chose not to work and you didn't have a source of income, was bills taken care of? Yep. Gas in your car? Yep. You just weren't working. Nope. Like, and I'm like, working full-time, part-time. I wasn't working a full-time job. You know, I was doing like, you know, Uber Eats, Postmates, DoorDash, stuff like that, you know, but I wasn't going to a 9-to-5. Like, I wasn't going to a job clocking in, clocking out. And I was just like, I understand the worry because people are entitled to their emotions, but if you're not looking to figure out if the person is okay with the choice they're making, what does worrying or being concerned or having questions that you're not going to ask the individual, what does that do? How does that benefit you at all?
Well, this is a whole new landscape. You know, we're in an entrepreneurial society now where there are people who do not go to a 9-to-5. I work in grocery stores and I see people doing, what is that, Instacart? I can work when I need to work to take care of what I need to take care of. Okay, yes, 9-to-5 or 6-to, whatever, the full-time job, yes, is always there. But there's different ways of doing things now. And since there's different ways of doing things, long as, you know what, if you have money in the gas tank, money, why am I mad at you? You're doing your thing. So, you know, am I worried? You know when I get worried?
When you don't have it?
Nope. I get worried when a person that is in that person's situation, was that, were you talking about yourself?
No.
Okay. So when the person who's not working, who has made a plan and are sticking to their plan, now when that person now comes to me for assistance, that's when I can open up the question, where do we fall short? But as long as you're taking care of your business, ain't got nothing to do with me. You do you.
Move my neck around.
Okay. I didn't know if you were trying to be Jamie Foxx or something or Shaquisha. But as long as it doesn't come to me, Because I've had people say, hey, you know, can I borrow? Okay, now what you ask, it's like, when you go to a bank to borrow money, they ask you a whole list of questions, don't they?
So we have less than a minute.
Okay.
So what I was thinking of doing is just letting this go is going to stop recording, and then we can start another one, then we can stop after that.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and just...
And we've been talking that long, Mr. Technology.